AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The panel for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is discussing who should get extra doses of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says details need to be worked out.
CDC's recommendations will not just address who should receive a booster dose, but also include what vaccine they should receive, how, and when. It is your conversations that we will explore the nuances of this guidance and then communicate it to the public.
Advisors will also decide whether and when it's okay to mix and match brands for the extra dose. The government is reporting another drop in first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Talks continue in Congress on President Biden's scale-back tax and spending plan. One of the Democrat holdouts in the Senate is West Virginia's Joe Manchin.
Negotiations are ongoing, and I think people have had good dialogue. We just want to make sure that what we're doing is basically going to be sustainable and it helps the people.
Texas is urging the Supreme Court to leave in place its law banning most abortions and telling the justices there's no reason to rush into the case. Police in Britain have charged a 25-year-old man with the murder of a conservative lawmaker, David Amos, alleging the killing was an act of terrorism by a supporter of the Islamic State group. Police arrested a woman whom they had been looking for in the deaths of four people in central Michigan. Judy Boyer was taken into custody this morning. Two men were found shot and later died. Police later found two other bodies on the same property. 10 years ago today, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial opened in Washington, D.C. Harry Johnson is the memorial's president and CEO.
More than 3 million people visit this site every year. What an honor. What an honor to have that going on.
The United States has ordered a halt to imports of tomatoes from a Mexican farming company and its subsidiaries for what officials say is abusive treatment of workers that amounts to forced labor. This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump says he's returning to social media. The AP's Ben Thomas reports it's not where you used to find him.
Trump says he's launching a new media company with its own social media platform. The former president says his goal in launching the Trump Media and Technology Group and its Truth Social app is to create a rival to the big tech companies that have shut him out. He was barred from Twitter and Facebook 9 months ago for his role in inciting the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Social media served as Trump's megaphone in his rise in national politics, and as president, Trump used Twitter daily, taking jabs at political rivals and those who crossed him, and sometimes to announce policy. I'm Ben Thomas.
A man being booked into an Alabama jail wound up at a hospital rather than behind bars after a scan revealed a shotgun shell in his abdomen. The man was later released on his own recognizance. It's not clear what happened to the shell. Ed Donahue, AP News.